Hello, so Dylan here, and I've got some news, which is that Alice Obscura is releasing its next big book, Gastro Obscura. It is co-authored by Cecily Wong and yours truly, and it's the work of a whole team of folks who we've been basically compiling the world's most interesting recipes, restaurants, ingredients, food histories, and putting them into this world's edible wonders between two covers. It's hundreds of pages, hundreds of entries. It is a guide to eating, to travel, and to the joy and diversity found in food cultures the world over. So if this sounds like something you would be interested in, please check it out. It's called Gastro Obscura. I hope you like it. And on to the show.
So here I am at the store, and I am going to buy some eggs.
It's midnight, and I'm in Walgreens, and there are only two cartons of eggs left.
There's a big broken one right there. I don't want that one.
I think I'm the only shopper in the store right now.
Hi there.
Hello, is this sitting?
Just that.
Back outside in the empty Walgreens parking lot, I held that sad little carton of eggs under the streetlights. And I remembered a dream I had once. I was smiling. I stood before a beautiful barn in the California countryside, and a carton of organic eggs were delivered to me by a chorus of singing and dancing chickens. But then I remembered, it wasn't a dream. I'm Annie Eubank, and this is Atlas Obscura, a celebration of the world's strange, incredible, and wondrous places. Today, I'll take you to the Glom Egg Ranch on the outskirts of Aptos, California, a real place where a magical machine dispenses music, joy, and 18 of the freshest eggs in the land. Right after this. Egg Ranch isn't too far from where I live, about an hour's drive over the Santa Cruz Mountains and into a town called Aptos. The hills are green, and it's just a really nice drive.
Glom Egg Ranch may be closed by the time you arrive.
I pull into an empty parking lot in front of a big red barn. This is the Glom Egg Ranch Farm Store, and it is in fact closed when I get there. But on one side of the barn, there's a big panoramic window and a sign.
Welcome to the Glom Egg Vending Machine. Insert 4 crisp $1 bills and receive 18 cage-free eggs.
I spend about 30 seconds flattening out my dollar bills, but I finally manage to get them in. The machine behind the window comes to life. A little metal door opens up, off to the right of the window, and a conveyor belt deposits a tray of 18 perfect eggs. But then you forget about the eggs. The eggs do not exist, because the show has started. And now, a bunch of animatronic chickens furiously can-canning to music, as you can hear. And all of the chickens are decked out in Easter bonnets, surrounded by Easter eggs. And this enormous display window is just covered in Easter decorations and Mardi Gras beads. It's so colorful. And the last time I was here with my family, it was 4th of July themed. And several times a year, they change the whole scene. And now the burlap curtain has descended. When the show is over, I just stand there for a few seconds trying to process the demented joy of what I've just seen. The combination of dancing chickens, the costumes, the incredibly loud music. It's just such a fun, chaotic way to buy eggs. And then I snap out of it and I realize that there's a line of people behind me waiting for their turn at this one-of-a-kind egg vending machine. If it's not obvious by now, let me just say it. I am fascinated by this machine. And I want to talk a little bit about the person who invented it, Marvin Glom. Marvin Glom was born in Nebraska in 1929. His father was also an egg farmer, and in the 1940s, the whole family moved from Nebraska to California. When he grew up, Marvin took over the family business, which at its peak had 80,000 chickens. But Marvin wasn't just some traditional farmer. He was a bit of an inventor, and over the decades, he invented some pretty useful things for his farm. One article talks about how Marvin built this incredible system of conveyor belts and sorters so that the eggs, from chicken to cardboard container, were never touched by human hands. In the late 1970s, Marvin invented the egg vending machine. Early on, it was really simple. Just a conveyor belt to deliver the eggs and an answering machine that played clucking sounds. Eventually, he added the animatronic chickens, and he set up the machine to run 24 hours a day, so people could come buy eggs whenever, no staff needed. Of course, the vending machine quickly became something that people talked about. In 1998, when Marvin Glom was named Farmer of the Year in Santa Cruz County, all of the articles talked about his achievements and inventions, but they all were sure to mention the animatronic chickens. In his lifetime, Glom Ranch became the last poultry farm still operating in the area. And maybe that's because of all the efficiency that his inventions brought to the farm. But there's no doubt that the vending machine played a part. Those animatronic chickens have kept Glom Ranch in the guidebooks for over 40 years. And, you know, sure, it's a little childish, but it's also kind of beautiful. I'm not ashamed to say, this is a work of art, and it brings people, like me, such simple joy every time that little burlap curtain rises. And sometimes one little burst of joy just isn't enough. So you get back in line and you start flattening out another four bills. And oh, there's the eggs. Oh my gosh. But this time you notice something. There, tucked just behind the dancing chickens, a framed photograph of Marvin Glom. He died in 2004, but there he is, looking on with a big smile. These days, the younger generation of Gloms run the ranch. And the chickens in the machine keep up with the times, too. When I visited during the pandemic, every chicken was wearing a tiny face mask. So now I've been to Glom Ranch 3 times. I love feeding bills into the machine. I love seeing the little burlap curtain go up. And I love seeing car after car come into the parking lot and people holding up their kids, their dogs, their phones to the window to watch the chickens dance. And when it's all over, I head home to my boyfriend, happily cradling 36 organic eggs.
I bought more eggs.
You don't even like eggs.
I like eggs under very specific circumstances.
Mm-hmm. And they are? Never.
The Glom Egg Ranch vending machine is ready and waiting for your crisp dollar bills. It's not running 24 hours anymore, but it does dispense eggs until 8 p.m. at night. Our podcast is a co-production of Atlas Obscura and Witness Docs. The production team includes the following good eggs:
Chris Naka,
Doug Baldinger,
Camille Stanley,
Sarah Wyman,
John Delore,
Peter Clowney.
Our technical director is
Casey Holford.
Our theme and end credit music is by Sam Tyndall. This episode was mixed by
Luce Fleming.
I'm Annie Eubank. And please, don't email me about not liking eggs. I just don't like them on their own, scrambled or poached or whatever. I used them to bake, and I promise I used all 36 eggs. See you next time.
Witness Docs from Stitcher.